The following program is a commentary program. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of Dale Jackson, his guests, and callers. They do not represent the views of Cumulus Broadcasting, its management, or this station. It's live. It's local. It's the Dale Jackson Show on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN Online at WVNN.com, and on your smartphone on iHeartRadio.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN News Time 6:07 here on your Monday morning. Folks, it's going to be one of those days. It's going to be one of those weather days where we have to pay close attention to everything that's happening around us. Already horrible, horrible things happening across the country right now. In Arkansas, in Oklahoma, there are deaths. And deaths related to this, not necessarily the storm system we're going to see, but the same idea here is coming. And we need to just be prepared and do what you can to prepare yourself for all the horrible things that could come with a major storm system. Now, we'll stay on top of this, and our good friends with WAFF 48 News, they'll be with us to join us and talk about these things as well, because they're going to be covering this from the very beginning, and it's going to be going on. Now, much of it is expected later today. This morning should not be a big issue, but schools are closed. Are closing, dismissing a little early today. Most of them dismissing around 12 p.m., some a little bit later. Your best bet is to go to our website, WVNN.com, click on the school closures link, and it will take you right there. Coleman dismissing at noon. I'm going to just scroll down and bounce around. Decatur City Schools dismissing at 1. Florence, so they've got a whole bunch of interesting ones. Wheaton Elementary, Hibbett Middle, dismissing at 12. All others dismissing at 12:30. Hartsel dismissing at 1. Lauderdale County dismissing at 12:30. Limestone County Schools. Elementary schools dismissing at 11:10. High schools dismissing at 11:30. Madison Academy dismissing at 11:35. Elementary at 11:15. Madison County Schools, 11:30. Morgan County Schools, 12:30. And again, just scrolling through some of these. I don't see anything for Huntsville City Schools as of yet, but Madison County, 11:30. Scottsboro Elementary dismissed 11:15. Secondary, 12. So you'll see this list probably be updated as the morning goes on. And then there'll be some local businesses that close a little early in order to get in front of this. And that's what they're going to try to do. And again, this isn't just rain and thunder and stuff. This is a storm system that has created death and chaos across the entire country. So we will continue to monitor this and keep you guys posted with everything that's going on. It is going to be a long day for us here at WVNN, a long day for our friends over there at WAFF 48 News. They're going to be on top of this throughout the morning, and ABC News will be with us too. We'll stay with them too. And again, it's supposed to be, as of last I've seen, it is supposed to be tonight, this afternoon, excuse me, and tonight and tomorrow. So the early morning, everything should be fine. Just know what you got to do today and where you got to be, and, you know, go pick up your kids on time. Those are the most important things, and we'll stay on top of everything else. And like I said, this thing has already caused a little bit of strife. It has caused a lot of strife. 16 killed in Arkansas, 1 in Oklahoma. And again, let it not be lost on all of us that we are 3 years and 1 day away from a very horrible tornado situation ourselves. And that was a nationwide thing, too, at least a southeastern thing as well. 3 years after a tornado devastated the Little Rock suburb of Alona, its residents found themselves huddling in the dark, early Monday, wondering how they would rebuild again after the most powerful tornado yet this year carved a path through their city and others nearby, killing at least 16 people, and they're not even done yet. The tornado touched down Sunday about 10 miles west of Little Rock around 7 p.m. and then carved an 80-mile path of destruction as it passed through several suburbs and north of the state capital. It grew to be a half mile wide and remained on the ground for much of that route. Among the ruins was a new $14 million intermediate school that was set to open this fall. So you got a school that was destroyed, too. And, we weren't in the middle of the day there, and this wasn't a year later, because if that school was destroyed by tornadoes, imagine had it been filled with kids. So that's happened. There's just really nothing there anymore. We're going to have to start all over again. The tornado was the largest of several produced by a powerful storm system that rumbled through central and southern United States. Another twister killed a person in Quackapaw, Oklahoma, before crossing into Kansas to the north and destroying 60 to 70 homes and injuring 25 people in the city of Baxter Springs. Death was reported in Baxter Springs, but it wasn't yet known if it was caused by a tornado, making the Oklahoma death toll, or the Oklahoma death, the only confirmed death from Sunday storms outside of Arkansas. The overall death toll is 17 as of this morning. So, again, this happened last night around 7 p.m. We are expecting severe weather throughout the evening here, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. Jason, jump in here with Jeff Castle here real quick. Let's check in with our friends over there at 48 while they're talking about this severe weather. Let's see what he has to say.
Greatest concern could be a few tornadoes and even the potential for a strong tornado or two, large hail, and also flash flooding. We're going to be tracking very heavy rainfall out of all this as well, and that could lead to some flash flooding, particularly later this evening and overnight tonight. All right, here's your latest forecast with Pinpoint Predictor. Starting off at 6 o'clock this morning, again, it's showing the showers and the thunder showers around. We'll put those into motion. They move off to the northeast. 11 o'clock this morning, looking fairly quiet across most of the area. Those storms in Arkansas are coming out of Arkansas along the Mississippi River. Right now, Pinpoint Predictor keeps those northwest of us through 11 o'clock this morning, but based on the current trends, might clip across far northwestern Alabama by late morning, but for many of us, looks like somewhat of a break through the late morning hours. 2 o'clock today, here comes one round of showers and storms. These could become severe as they head in through the early afternoon hours. Those will move to the east, northeast through the end of the day, and then by 5 o'clock, another wave of showers and thunderstorms coming in from the west. Once again, these could be severe as they enter the shoals around 5 o'clock. By 7 o'clock this evening, they're along the I-65 corridor, including the Huntsville metro area. Then these will work their way eastward, may die out a little bit as they push in that direction. And then Pinpoint Predictor showing at 11 o'clock, another wave of storms develops and affects you in the northeast corner of the state, across Marshall, Jackson, DeKalb County. That will be the end of it, at least for this particular round. 3 o'clock in the morning, those storms are east of us, so very likely we do quiet down after midnight tonight, it appears. But again, tomorrow, that same storm system hanging around and may generate some more strong storms on Tuesday.
Okay, so there's a lot of information there, and it tells you, he doesn't sound, I'm going to editorialize here for a second, obviously, he doesn't sound extremely worried. Okay? He doesn't sound extremely worried, but he's telling you, be prepared. It could get pretty bad. We'll continue to check in with them throughout the morning and get their takes on everything that's going on. When they throw it to the weather, we'll jump to them. Okay, stay tuned. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back about some other stuff. Oh, by the way, yes, there are racists in this country, but the idea here that we're seeing our media cover this as if this is par for the course, what this racist guy has said who runs the Los Angeles Clippers. If I hear one more news anchor or whatever they want to call these people, pundits, saying, sadly, this is more common than you think, I would repeat to you, it is not. We'll get into that. Stay tuned. It's live, it's local, it's News Talk, 770 AM. 92.5 FM WVNN. Depend on it. Hey, folks, Dale Jackson here. Tell you about my friends at Storm Guard Shelters, and today it seems like it's a very important thing to talk about. They're the premier and most qualified storm shelter providers here in the Tennessee Valley. And remember, we all know the risks associated with living in Tornado Alley, but when it comes to protecting your family, nothing matters more. You need to call Storm Guard Shelters today at 256-323-7985. That's 256-323-7985. Because you never know when the next tornado might roll through, leaving nothing but destruction in its wake. And people, don't be fooled. Hiding under the stairs or in an interior bathroom is not going to cut it. You need a trusted name like Storm Guard Shelters, who, by the way, exceed FEMA regulations on all of their shelters. They build shelters above or below ground, and these things are the real deal. 256-323-7985. That's 256-323-7985. Or check them out online at stormguardshelters.com. Listen, you can add value to your home, and that will be a great thing. But the most important thing is you'll be safe. Call them today, 256-323-7985, or online at stormguardshelters.com. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN News Time, 6:23. Much like shark attacks and missing white girls, the media loves people who say racist things because it gives them the opportunity to stand in front of cameras, act indignant, and act like they're reporting things that are secretly going on behind the scenes all the time, and a majority of the world is racist, and everyone is sitting there saying these things, and finally they got a peek. Well, the reality is everyone is outraged because this is not the norm. Everyone is upset because this is not the norm. And you got Al Sharpton and all these people taking their perfect opportunity to say things like, sadly, this happens more than you believe. This happens more than you believe. Yes. Yes, it happens all the time when people say, don't bring black people to my basketball game. That isn't just an everyday thing. It's an everyday thing. It has nothing to do with just this one guy. Nope, it is, of course, an absolute norm for everyone. White people do this all the time behind the scenes. I mean, yeah, it's all it is. It is white people finally getting busted being what white people normally are.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Mark Cuban says it
all the time. All the time. It bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. Do you have to? Now, this guy is dating a smoking, hot, black and Mexican girl.
Gold digger.
I'm sure, clearly she's a gold digger. There's no other reason why a 23-year-old woman would want to be with an old man. Of course she's a gold digger. You can sleep
with no broke.
You can sleep with black people. You can bring them in. You can do whatever you want. The little I ask is that you not promote it. So he's okay. Does anyone else? Isn't this more interesting? The fact that he has a girlfriend that he would allow to sleep with black men, would allow to sleep with other people. You can do whatever you want, just don't promote it.
Well, the other thing, too, is that the fact that he does not want her associated with black people, but yet he is okay with dating a mixed chick.
Yeah. I'm just saying, in your lousy effing Instagrams, you don't have to have yourself walking with black people. Don't put him on an Instagram referring to Magic Johnson, of all people, for the world to see, so they have to call and tell me, and don't bring him to my games. Now, he also said to her that he could sleep with Magic Johnson if you wanted to. Now, we all remember that Magic Johnson is HIV positive. Can we remember that for a second?
Yeah, that would make an interesting conversation.
Jeez, oh man, it's crazy. And Sterling already apparently has a documented history of allegedly racist behavior. He's been sued twice by the federal government for allegedly refusing to rent apartments to blacks and Latinos. He's been also been sued by a former Clippers executive for racial discrimination, though the jury threw that part out. He's been separated from his wife for years. She remains a key player in running the team, and she's mortified by her comments. On CNN, Don Lemon, it was completely inappropriate for his wife to go to the game. Why? I guess there was a game yesterday that she went to, and apparently she's not allowed to because her former husband said some racist things, which makes absolutely no sense. TMZ, of course, breaking this story, having this audio and putting it out there. And now the press is, of course, beside themselves over this issue. And they know that this is just the tip of the iceberg of random white people saying super racist things. And it needs, I mean, I'll just say this right now. It needs around-the-clock coverage. It definitely does. It needs around. And unfortunately for them, they've got this tornado thing going on, which totally ruins their ability to cover this 24/7. And it's unfortunate for them because this is a real winner for the cable news networks, because you can get person after person after person to come on and vociferously agree with each other that what this guy said is awful, at the same time that everyone is saying that this is awful, we're being told that this is the norm. And I heard that at least three times yesterday. Well, sadly, Don, you realize this happens a lot more than we know. And you know, it's unfortunate that this mentality still exists in the year 2014. Well, I agree, Steve. It does happen all the time. We just don't hear. Shut up. Stop it.
Well, really, what it should be for the fact that we've seen in the media, in politics especially, that, you know, there's always the frivolous accusations of racism, as if you disagree with the president or you disagree with it, you're considered a racist. If you do this, you're considered a racist, which most of them are frivolous. This one's legit.
Yep.
This one is legit.
Sure is.
And, you know, the focus on it is great. But, you know, of course, you know, the liberal side of the media, you know, they're going to pick up on it and they're going to try to snowball it into something else. But this is a legit, and in the sports world, this is really nothing new in the world of sports. Everybody kind of had an idea of Don Sterling as being a bit of a racist.
Did we know that he was a Democrat? did we know that? Apparently, this is a thing. People were trying to tie him to the Republican Party, saying he is another Republican racist. But according to his campaign giving, he's been giving to Democrats for years. These are campaign contributions, and it is rather hilarious. But okay, fantastic stuff. Supported Gray Davis, supported Bill Bradley, supported Democrats. What a mess. What an embarrassing, embarrassing mess. Stay tuned, folks. More coming up. Oh, he's going to win an NAACP award. I forgot about that part. Let's talk about that for a second. I wonder how they vet that. Stay tuned. Live, local, WVNN. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. News time, 6:36 here on your Wednesday morning. Dale Jackson here. Talking about this absurd story out of L.A., that unfortunately the tornadoes have bumped pretty much off the front page here and out of the story, because, hey, this guy said something racist. Super rich old white guy said something racist, right? End of the world here. End of the world. But let's ignore the fact that he was going to get an
NCAA?
Yeah. NAACP, excuse me. NAACP award. The first annual Person of the Year award was going to go to Al Sharpton at the same event. So Al Sharpton and this guy were going to get an award. So how do you get an NAACP award? Apparently, you get that by writing a check. That's the only thing that I could possibly assume. Now, keep in mind, they've given awards to folks like, oh, I don't know, R. Kelly, after all the horrible things he did to young black women. I believe Chris Brown got one, too, after what he did, you know, to a young black woman. But they're going to give this guy, or were going to give this guy, and now they're not going to do this because this is just not something that would be okay. I mean, I guess Al Sharpton's now going to have to stand at the podium and slam this guy during this banquet, because he was supposed to be there. And
he'll take the award himself.
Well, he's getting one for himself anyway, but that must have been an interesting planning session. And when you were going to have this guy, Donald Sterling and Al Sharpton, now in the same room, two races of different coins. The black racism is okay here by the NAACP. The white racism, no. That is not okay. That is not okay. The Los Angeles chapter of the NAACP was going to give this guy an award at its May 15th banquet. They also plan to give their first Person of the Year awards to the mayor of L.A. and Reverend Al Sharpton, I guess two Persons of the Years. But in light of recent events, they will be discussing this event with the NAACP, and they will be deciding not to be giving this thing away to this guy. So kudos to Donald Sterling. You have successfully lost yourself an award that apparently him being racist was so well known that the NAACP was going to give him an award. So we've got Bundy saying racist things. You've got this guy saying racist things. And we've got a collective freak out over this. Is he a slave owner? Yeah, if you consider slaves making millions and millions of dollars. I mean, if that makes you a slave owner, then so be it. I know we have to find ways to talk about this, but here's the easiest way. The guy is a blatant racist, but he is okay with using black people for his own benefit and joy. He's okay with using black people to play basketball, and he's okay having sex with young black women or half black, half Mexican women. If you're a racist, you would think being black and Mexican would be a twofer, right? I mean, you'd want to hate that person even more because they got all sorts of things that you find unacceptable. But again, slave owner mentality. I mean, that's how I would put this. We don't have to make this into an issue of all white people being racist and how this happened so much more. But apparently, you can hate black people unless they're hot. Because this girl is very hot. She and plus, again, the media benefits from that, too. Because here we are. Now we're going to see this picture, her scantily clad Instagrams. We're going to see her sitting next to a wrinkly old man at courtside. And those are the things we're going to get to see. And everyone's going to not make the comment and call her a gold digger because she's a victim in this situation. But we all know she's a gold digger, right? I mean, we get that, right? We understand that. There is no other reason why a 23-year-old model would allow a wrinkly, old, disgusting, racist man to flop around on top of her and almost die every time they're together, unless she was getting paid for it. And that's what this is. So that won't be said, because she, again, is a victim in this situation. But let's just keep this in mind. She is not some wonderful, great person. She's a gold-digging whore, okay? I mean, let's just to put it as bluntly as I possibly can. She did not meet this guy and fall in love with him. Okay?
Watch it now, Rush.
You don't think that's true?
Well, it is true, but you know, if you call a woman a whore or a slut, though, you might get in trouble. We know that with Rush Limbaugh. I'm just warning you. That's all.
This is a little different than a woman out there.
I'm just warning you.
Enrolling in a college so she can get birth control, and a 23-year-old. Fame-hungry woman sleeping with a 70-year-old man.
But see, Dale, you're using logic. They don't. I'm just warning you. That's all.
I don't care. I don't care. 1-866-494-WVNN. 1-866-494-9866. There's really no other way to say what this woman is. That is essentially what she is. Let's not pretend that there's more to it than that. And again, this isn't about her. It's about him. But again, if we remember, back in the slavery days, the slave owners who considered these people to be less than human, they had absolutely no problem, some of them, had absolutely no problem with having sex with them and having children with them. So this guy, I don't know why more people don't call him a slave owner. I just don't know what it is. I don't know why they're not making that point. He's willing to use their bodies for sexual reasons, and he's willing to use their bodies to make him a whole bunch of money. And this guy, wow, it's quite amazing. It's quite amazing stuff. Sparky Harvest, you're up first. Go ahead.
Hey, Dale and Jason. I had 2 points. Number one, I agree with what you said about this woman, and we have to bear in mind from what I've researched, she was the object of a lawsuit by Donald Sterling's family, and she had vowed to get even with him. So how that plays into this phone conversation, this taped phone conversation that he was not aware she was taping. But two, it strikes me that all the hue and cry over this guy is much ado about nothing. By, in my opinion, a bunch of people are so hungry for any shred of racism, you know, the race baiters, the professional race merchants, that they're going crazy over a guy they probably never heard of. I've never heard of the guy before, and I don't think unless you follow NBA sports rapidly, you'd have never heard of this guy. He's 81 years old. He'll be dead soon, and this story will be forgotten.
Yeah, no, nobody's ever heard of this guy, but it gives them, and I appreciate your call, thank you so much, it gives them the opportunity to put their previous words that there are all these racists out there floating around, and it just gives them the opportunity to say, see, we've been telling you about this, and here you are. Here it is right here. We've been telling you all about this, and now we know. I mean, that's what this is about. That's what this is all about. Stay tuned. You know, more of this, 1-866-494-WVNN. 1-866-494-9866. It's the Dale Jackson Show, live and local, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it.
WVNN.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. News Time, it is 6:49. Here on your Monday morning. And we start the week much like we ended last week. We got a race to story with Bundy, the rancher, who was always an idiot, and now he's a racist. And then you've got this Clippers guy who's going to get an NAACP character award.
He was.
yes, he was, even after refusing to rent to black people and all these other things. We're being told this happens way more than we think and that we know, and it's nice to see somebody finally get hoisted on their own petard or whatever, and that's fine. Guy's a racist, so let's drag him through the streets and make him give up his foot baseball team or whatever it is, basketball team, excuse me, make him basically a social pariah. I'm fine with all those things, but if you're upset that I called this woman a gold digger, let me just say this. Your father's 80 years old, and all of a sudden he brings home a 23-year-old, smoking hot, half-black, half-Mexican girl. Oh, yeah, he's also a racist. What is the 23-year-old? What would I, if I was dating a 23-year-old, what in the world would I talk to her about? What would I talk, if I was dating a 23-year-old, what in the world would I talk to her about?
Well, I would say Jersey Shore, but that show's no longer.
That show's been off the air for 10 years. I don't know what you're talking about. If they, ask yourself that question. What in the world do they possibly talk about? So the common sense thought and guess is this. She's a gold digger. All right? To the phones. Dan in Madison. Dan, you're on the Dale Jackson Show. What's going on?
Very well, thank you. A couple real quick takes. The first off, everybody, tonight, bad weather, backpack, Ziploc bags with all your personal possessions that you can't live without. You know, small items, keys, phones, IDs, the whole nine yards. And then what you look, some bottled water in that backpack, and then strap it to your body, make sure you got it nice and tight, and hold on to your loved one, and that's all really you should do every time something like this happens. Yeah, that's what we do every time. So.
You sleep with your backpack on?
No, sir. I have it right next to the interior closet, so when I hear it coming or I hear the alarm go off, I immediately go to the closet with the wife and the dog, put on that backpack, and we'd hold each other, and great.
Okay. And listen, you need to have a plan, you have a plan, so get out there and have a plan for this.
Exactly. Now, if my dad was 80 and brought home a girl like that, I'd probably think, Dad, I'm going to give you a big hug or a high five or something, you know. I mean, at 80 years old, you know, that's pretty impressive.
No. Hey. If you can get it, go get it. I mean, I'm not being critical of him for that, but let's just call her what she is, and let's stop pretending she's some innocent flower in all this.
Well, I agree. It's the same old setup. You know, you're right, Dale. It's all about money. And the bottom line is this guy got in trouble for, you know, just speaking out of turn, basically. But he was asked a question, maybe, and then, you know how TMZ is, for crying out loud. It's TMZ.
Let me just say this. I don't think there's any you know, way out of this for him, an explanation or anything like that. The whole point of all of this was he's berating her because she took a picture with Magic Johnson and put it on her Instagram, and he doesn't want black people on her Instagram because apparently, I guess, his friends or people are calling him and saying, why is she hanging out with black people? I mean, this is bad.
Well, here, real quickly, last take, and then the next caller, please. Here's the deal. You understand that. I understand that. Jason, educated people understand what's going on. It's the other ones, Dale, I want to say not educated or not really up to speed with a lot of things that will not, they'll understand what's going on as far as, you know, what they tell them. We know what's going on, Dale. We know it's the scoop. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's exactly what the deal is. The uninformed don't know, and they just listen to whatever they want to listen to, and they say, oh, well, they make an adjustment versus looking at the total picture.
Well, I appreciate your call, but the total picture here on this situation is this guy's a racist dummy. I mean that's the total picture here. He is a complete idiot, and he's a racist. I mean, he is. If she told him, I'm going to get you, and then she did, he's an idiot. I mean, and she's got him. I mean, and I'm glad she did. I think this is great.
She set him up good, really.
She set him up good, and she got the audio. And who else is behind this? Who knows? Who knows? But she's going to benefit in the long run from all of this attention and all these other things. And again, nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with that. She can do whatever she wants to do with her life and body and all those other things. This guy's a monster. And this guy is a complete idiot and a racist. And listen, here's the deal here. This is the only thing I will say in quasi-defense of Donald Sterling. Do we want to live in an America where when you say things, and I'm not defending what he says, just think about this for a second. When you say things that society deems unacceptable, okay, society has decided these statements are unacceptable, and rightfully so, right? Do we want to live in a society where we will take your property away, where you will not be able to say things? And like I always say the other day, Confederate flag license plates, awesome. You should be able to have those. They should be pushed. We should sell them, make money off them, and they are basically stand as signs of this person is an idiot. And we should push those as much as we can. If you want to wear these, or you want to have these on your car, you go right ahead and you have these on your car. Okay? And that's completely okay with everyone out there. Go ahead and have them on your car and do what you need to do. Now, this is the same way. Should this guy be forced to sell his team? Well, just think about this for a second. He's going to have to sell his teams, because this thing is going to go on forever if he does not. This is going to go on forever if he does not sell his team. And they are going to make him sell his team. They are going to tell him, you must be gone from the NBA because he has opinions which are both repulsive and stupid. Now, the NBA, they can do whatever they want.
I was going to say, right now the spotlight's on Commissioner Adam Silver.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. He can go out and he can tell this guy, hey, you're done. You're going to be suspended. We're not going to let you come to the games. But can they take away his private property? The players can refuse to play for him all they want. The players can refuse to play for him all they want. And I hope that really, that would have been the biggest statement they could have made. Now, they have contractual obligations, and they have all these things that they have to deal with. And I get it. But at the same time, they have an opportunity here to make a giant – what did they do yesterday? They turned their, what, shirts backwards? Yeah. That's what they did? That was their big – ooh, in his face. In his face. They went and they turned their shirts backwards. Man, that is a rough one. Like, we're supposed to be upset by this, right? This guy, this is supposed to be the message that is getting sent here. They turned their shirts inside out. Oh, man, I guess he didn't make millions of dollars off of them. And so it bothers me. If you want to make a statement and you want to do something, do something. Don't do these little tiny things. I just turn your shirt inside out and backwards. I don't understand what message that was supposed to be. But okay, fine. Melissa Decatur, you're up here before we take our last break. Let's get her in here real quick. Melissa, go ahead.
Hey. Sparky wasn't quite correct in saying that no one had ever heard of Sterling before. Apparently, the NAACP Los Angeles chapter had heard of him because he donated a bunch of money to them in order to try to whitewash, pun intended, racial allegations against himself.
So he probably scratched a check to the NAACP, and they're going to give him an award, and everyone will walk away happy. He can say, I'm not racist. They gave me an award.
Well, he got her an award back in 2009. He was going to get another one.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Melissa, thank you very much. Appreciate it. That's awesome. That is my favorite. That's my favorite update so far. I was unaware that this guy had already received an NAACP award, but that is fantastic. That is fantastic. So he's not racist now, right? The NAACP has deemed him not racist. Well, good to know. Maybe he can keep his team now.
Well, they're not giving him an award, so now he's probably racist.
Oh, now he's racist again. Okay, good to know. Good to know. Stay tuned, folks. We're not going to talk about this much more. Severe weather. We're going to try to jump in with some of our friends from WAFF 48 News a little bit later. Go to our website, WVNN.com. Check out the school closures.